This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
You did so well. Such a hero.
Pip.
I just had to come over and say we're all so proud of you.
Thank you. Well, I didn't do much, really.
Oh, Helen, you only chased after Rob, stopped his car...
Oh, well.
..and then faced him down and left him totally crushed and humiliated.
But Josh told you that?
He was here with Tom on Thursday night, when you came back.
Oh, yes, of course.
And he had it all from Kirsty.
Well, all I focused on was getting Jack back. And if Mum and Kirsty hadn't turned up, I'd...
Well, they did. And you got Jack, and Rob's gone.
Yes. Yeah. He's gone.
Where to? Have you any idea?
Do you know what, Pip? I really don't care.
Okay.
Well, the police said they'd try and track his movements, but...
Well, it's just a shame they didn't turn up in time to catch him.
Well, we didn't call them until we got back, so... Oh, Henry! Henry! Don't go to the field with your trainers! Oh, Henry!
Whoops.
Oh, well, too late.
I guess after what he's been through. Anyway, I'll let you get back to packing your carrots.
Oh, thanks, Pip. Thanks so much for coming.
Yeah, so take care, yeah? Oh, and we've warned Josh not to go blabbing it around the whole village.
Oh, no, it's fine by me. Rob's gone. It's not a secret.
Honestly, though, I feel like giving up, wouldn't you?
Me?
What, if you put the indoor net and knocked off early and gone all the way to Borchester and nobody turned up?
You were in Borchester anyway.
Fallon!
I don't know. So I'd have been hacked off, but I'd have got over it. And I'd have tried not to let it spoil my weekend.
Okay.
Our weekend?
Point taken, but it's been the same story all winter. I get two or three at the nets if I'm lucky. None of them seem the least bit motivated.
It's not that I don't feel for you, darling, but, well... There are worse things, eh?
We've got the AGM coming up in a couple of weeks. Then we'll be kicking off for next season. And I'm the only one who really seems to care.
No! I'm sure Adam cares and Alistair and...
And you think either of them lie awake at night worrying about our summer fixtures?
Oh, OK, I know. It's lonely at the top.
And there's my speech for the meeting. I was going to try and rouse them all with my hopes for a winning season, a bright new future for the club. They'll be laughing in my face.
So, look, if your regulars can't be bothered...
That's if anyone turns up.
You'll have to bring in some fresh blood, won't you?
Oh, yeah.
Some younger players?
Great idea. How come I never thought of that?
Okay, I'm just trying to be positive.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm getting obsessed. I'll shut up about it now.
Well... I mean, if you're working this afternoon, we don't want to waste the whole morning.
Yeah. And who knows, maybe the cricket fairy will appear on the pitch and wave her magic wand.
Yeah, who knows. Talking of work, is there any more about Rob Titchener?
Oh, him.
I mean, is he really cleared off for good? It seems too good to be true. I mean, I know that that's what Helen told you, but...
I don't know. I'm hoping I'll find out a bit more later.
Come and tell me when your DVD's over, okay? Good boy.
How's he doing?
Oh, having walked through the mud in his trainers.
Oh, dear.
I'm just about to make brownies.
Oh. Jack been okay?
Fine, yes. Quite happy sitting there with his toys.
Oh, he might need changing before long.
All right. Oh, come on, you. Oh.
And I know where you are, but try not to worry too much about Henry. I mean, after the last few months, now this.
I know, Mum, but it's no wonder he's acting up a bit. He came into my room last night about 4 in the morning, asking me when Daddy was coming back.
Oh. So we just have to stick to what we've already told him.
It's hard, Mum. Wanting to tell him the truth without making Rob out for... Well, for what he really is.
Henry does understand that Rob tried to do a very bad thing.
Maybe. But in his mind, Rob's still his dad, isn't he?
And Rob spent all those months dripping poison into his ear about me. I can't start doing the same about him.
No. Even if in Rob's case it's all perfectly true.
Mummy, I'm bored.
Oh, what about your film?
It's rubbish. I don't like it.
Okay.
Never mind, Henry. Why don't you stay and help me make some brownies instead? I'll let you lick the bowl out when we're done.
All right.
Thanks, Mum. So, if you're okay to do the early milking on Sunday... And I get up for the calves. I can't ask your dad to do it.
Could we swap round and I do Monday?
Oh.
It's just we're going out on Saturday night, me and Toby. We might be late back.
You're going out? Oh, that's nice. Anywhere special?
Dunno yet.
So I'm guessing that means that things are...
You okay to do a swap?
Fine by me. We're going to have our work cut out with the calving. It's not going to be easy peasy. Not with 200 plus cows, even if they are old crossbreds.
I know.
And we can't rely on your dad or Josh. They'll be flat out with this lot.
Yeah. Yeah, lambing and calving at the same time. Whose great idea was that?
I wonder. Still, no use mourning about it now.
Well, we can't go back on the spring calving. So if anything has got to go, it would have to be the sheep.
Let's think about that when it's over, eh?
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go back down there now, if you like. See how they're doing.
Do you mind? Give me a break. We're all in for a busy few weeks.
Yeah, I've already warned Toby I won't have time for him.
Oh?
And that I may not be much fun to live with after a few sleepless nights.
What did he say to that?
Oh, he'll have to put up with it. He doesn't have a whole lot of choice, does he?
There. You keep stirring while I add the rest of the flour. That's it. Gently.
It's all gooey.
Yeah, yum yum.
I like doing this.
Good. Glad you're enjoying it. Mummy says you were a bit grumpy this morning.
No, I wasn't.
Oh. Well, perhaps you were just feeling sad. Is that it?
Yes, I was.
Oh. Why was that? Because of what happened with Jack and Rob?
I don't want Daddy to go away.
I know, darling, but you know why he had to go, don't you? You know it was very wrong of him to try and take Jack. It would have made us all so worried and upset. This is Jack's home. He lives here with us, with you and Mummy.
But Daddy didn't have to go.
Yes. Yes, he did. He doesn't live in Ambridge anymore. He hasn't got a job. So he's had to go away to find another one. That's why he went. Do you see?
I wish he would come back.
He can't come back. Not now. Perhaps not for quite a long time. But you mustn't feel sad. You've got Mummy and me and Grandad. We're all here to look after you and Jack. So you're not going to be feeling lonely, are you? Right, I think that's stirred enough now. Shall we tip it out into the tray?
See, didn't I tell you? No problem at all.
She seems to be doing okay so far. Oh,
she's fine. Aren't you, girl?
Yeah. One cow, Pip.
Oh, Mum...
Well, there's still a heck of a long way to go yet.
Oh, aren't you cheerful?
And what about you? And Toby?
Oh, yeah. Well...
You seem much happier now. After all that upset last week.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I am.
Good. So, did you find out why he went away to Brighton?
Yeah, He had to deal with something really urgent.
Oh?
It's personal stuff. I can't say more because he asked me not to.
Fair enough.
It was just like a wobble, you know? But it's all fine now. Crisis over.
Right. Good. So what about the gin business? Is he any closer to starting production?
Yeah, he should get his licence in another week or so. Then he'll be able to start on some serious experimentation.
That's good.
So it's all systems go. Have you any idea when he'll be able to start paying back the money you lent him?
Well, I don't know. As soon as he can.
I was only asking.
You still don't trust him, do you?
No, that's not what I was saying.
You and Dad, you always think the worst of him.
Oh, that's not fair, Pip.
Well, it's true. You just don't know him, Mum. But I do, and I do trust him.
I'm not sure if it helped, but I tried.
Thanks, Mum.
He seems happy enough out there now.
Yeah, having fun with George and Kira. So nice of Emma to bring them over. Oh.
I'll get it. And he's back at school tomorrow. Back to his normal routine, that should help.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, Pat. Afternoon.
Harrison. Hello.
Sorry to bother you. Do you mind if I...
Hey, of course. Come on in.
Thanks. Helen. Hello.
Hi.
So why... Have you heard any more about...
Yes, that's why I'm here. We've had some news about Rob. They traced his passport going through Heathrow Airport on Friday. He took a flight to Minneapolis.
Minneapolis?
Yes, it's a positive ID, so we can be absolutely sure about it.
Oh, thank heavens.
Yes.
Well, I thought I'd come and tell you myself.
So it must all have been true about him finding a job in America?
Well, it does seem to fit, doesn't it? Though I'm afraid we don't have any more information.
Why else would he go all that way?
Oh, yes, right. Yes, okay. Then, come on.
He looks to be on good form anyway.
Yes, he is.
Oh, he seems to have been quite unaffected by the whole thing.
That's great. And what about the rest of you? You all getting on okay?
Oh, you know,
not so
yes,
bad.
Yes, we're all doing fine, thanks. Even better now you've told us the news.
Yes. Minneapolis, that really does feel like a good long distance away.
It does.
Let me know if there's anything else I can do for you.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks, Harrison.
And just so you know, if he should ever come back...
What?
However unlikely that may be, he'd still be very much on our radar, what we call a person of interest.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
So, I think it's safe to say you don't have to worry any more about Mr. Rob Titchener.
No. No, we don't.
Oh. Sorry, did it wake you?
No, I was only dozing. Oh, what time is it?
8:30.
Oh, I was having this wonderful dream, and then I woke up and found it was even better. Oh, here with you in this lovely warm bed, a whole day ahead of us. I know we've got to work as well, but, well, I'm sure we'll have the time for the odd break.
Yes. Well, better keep your fur coat handy in case you need to make a quick exit.
Darling, don't tease. You are teasing.
That message was from Miranda.
Oh.
I won't bore you with the details. The gist of it is she's going to be very busy all week with her charity work.
Oh, well, good for her.
No, she's actually very committed. She gives up a lot of her time.
What could be better?
So, you stay here in tows and I'll go down and make us some breakfast. Oh.
Oh, it's just so good to know he's so far away.
Yes, it is.
For you and for Jack and for Henry. It's been a long time coming.
It has.
So, I'll leave you to open up. I just thought I'd pop in and see how you were.
No, I'm fine, really. Thanks again, Kirsty.
And what for?
For being there with me on Thursday night, standing by me.
You didn't need me. You were doing pretty well yourself.
Well, anyway. As you say, for me, it's over.
Yep, and we ought to do something to celebrate. Go out for a drink, at least.
Well, it may be over for me and Jack. I'm not so sure about Henry.
Oh, how's he been?
Quite upset and clingy just now when I dropped him at school.
Oh.
Yeah, he gets so cross. Won't do as he's told.
Well, after what's happened.
I know. That's what Mum keeps saying, but... Oh, I don't
don't know, Kirsty. I wonder if there isn't more to it.
Well, Thursday night, isn't that enough?
Yeah. But it's just so hard to know what's going on in his mind. How can he make sense of it all? Does he blame me for what happened? Or himself, even? But mostly I think he's just very sad. Confused.
Well, of course he is.
Whatever we think of Rob, well...
Henry still loves him as his daddy.
Yeah. We've been trying to talk it all through with him, me and Mum. Help him understand. But it's so difficult. So hard to know if it's sinking in.
Coffee!
Oh, that looks perfect, darling.
And wait, here is some poached eggs.
Oh, Justin.
Well, I may not be the world's greatest cook, but I can do a good breakfast.
Yes, yes, magnificent.
The toast's not quite down to perfection. Maybe I'll give it a few more seconds.
Why, you do know how to look after a girl, don't you?
Well, it is in my own interest if I want you to keep coming back.
Oh, darling.
Which I certainly do. I know how lucky I am to have you putting up with an old fogey like me.
Oh, don't be silly.
No, I don't want you going off because I'm taking you for granted.
Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere.
Now, there's the toast. Now, butter.
Oh, darling, I'm sorry to be a bore, but I do have to make a quick work call for Amside.
Oh, yes, of course.
I need to catch an agent before he goes out.
Yes, you go ahead.
If I can just find my...
Ketchup?
Oh, yeah, that sounds lovely. Where did I put it?
You lost something.
Oh, my phone.
Did you have it last night?
No. You know what? I think I must have left it in the car.
Would you like me to...
No, I'll get it.
Oh, it looks a bit chilly out there.
Yeah, I'll be fine. If I put my coat over my dressing gown... There, back in a minute.
Hello.
Oh, Eddie.
Morning, Lillian. Well, fancy meeting you here.
What? I wasn't expecting to see you either. Why are you here?
Me? Oh, just come to drop off some firewood for Justin.
Firewood?
Yeah, for the fire. He asked me to deliver it.
Oh, yes. Yes, I see.
Though, looks like he might not be needing it after all.
What? Why not?
Maybe he's found another way to keep himself warm.
And what exactly do you mean by that?
He's got the central heating on. Look, you can see the steam coming out of the boiler.
Oh, yes.
Why? What did you think I meant?
Nothing. Nothing. I just came out to get my phone.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, you see, I came in early for a business meeting.
Oh.
Yes. And sometimes it's more convenient to meet here than at the estate office.
Oh, I see. In your fur coat and slippers?
Justin doesn't insist on a dress code, Eddie. I can wear whatever I choose.
Oh, yes, of course. It ain't none of my business.
And I've work to do. I can't stand here chatting all morning.
So, where am I meant to put it?
What?
The firewood. Around the back or down by the woodshed?
Wait here, Eddie. I'll go and ask Justin.
Trying to kidnap his own baby son. Well, you can't stoop much lower than that, can you? Well, it sounds as if you dealt with him magnificently, Helen. It was very brave of you.
Oh, well...
Getting your own back on that dreadful excuse for a human being at last, after all he's done to you.
Yes, thank you.
And the Minnesotans are more than welcome to him, along with the moose and the grizzly bears.
So is that everything, Linda?
Perhaps a few of these lovely-looking kumquats.
Yeah, they're one of our new lines. Robert and I can have some for breakfast. I sold some to your B&B guest this morning.
Oh, the young couple from Croydon.
Seem very friendly. Full of praise for your hospitality.
Oh, that's nice. Mm.
Right, that is 8:50, please.
You've not heard our big news, have you?
Oh?
We've just had the most glowing 5-star review in the Bed and Breakfast Guide.
Oh, well done.
Oh, yes, it's quite a coup. Alexis Bosby is very hard to please. Now, here, let me just read you a bit.
Oh, sure.
Now, where are... Ah, yes. Our hosts, Linda and Robert, were warm and welcoming and went out of their way to accommodate every one of my requirements. I especially appreciated the arrangement of freshly picked snowdrops.
Hello.
And oh, Kirsty.
Hi. Linda's had this amazing review.
Yes, I know.
Yes, Kirsty's already heard it all. And I really must get on. Oh, just look at her, Helen. Isn't she positively radiant?
Oh, definitely.
Thanks.
Pregnancy really does suit you. And well done again, Helen. I really am so pleased
Thanks,
for you.
Thanks, Linda. Bye.
Bye. Bye. So, how does it feel to be such a hero?
Oh, weird.
Well, you've earned it. I'd go with it if I were you. Anyway, I tell you why I'm here. Abby was having a clear out at the weekend and she's chucking out some old DVDs.
Oh?
Yeah, The Lion King, oh, and some other Disney, and the Toy Story series.
Gosh, all these?
Well, I thought they might cheer Henry up. If he's already got them, you can just give them to the charity shop.
Thanks, Kirsty. It's really kind.
Well, not me. Thank Abby.
Oh, have you talked to Tom lately?
Not since the weekend. Why?
Well, I'm sure it's nothing to worry about, but Gran's asked him to fetch her from the hairdresser's.
Really?
Yeah, on Thursday afternoon.
Oh. Any reason why she's asked Tom especially?
Well, you know he's been kind of avoiding her.
Because he's terrified of what she thinks about the baby.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I'm only guessing, but...
Well, she hasn't said much to anyone. We don't really know how she feels about it.
Well, I guess we'll soon find out.
Oh, and darling, remember you said the Wildlife Trust had been on to you?
Oh, yes.
About a pond or something?
Mm-hmm. The pond by Hayden Rice?
Yeah, well, I happen to know that their new wetland expert is a nice young man, really quite approachable, so if you wanted to head off trouble... Justin?
Mm. Oh, yes, the wetland expert.
I know it's terribly boring.
Yes, yes, sorry. Mind on other things.
Now, look, don't be naughty. I'm finding it hard enough to concentrate.
Well, can I help it if you're so delectable and enticing?
Oh, not now. Let's save all that for later. Mm. I'm still getting over meeting Eddie in your front drive.
Oh, I'm sure it's all fine. You handled it so neatly.
Well, darling, it's you I'm thinking of, after all the fuss over the panto. Last thing I want is to make more trouble between you and Miranda.
Oh, you let me worry about that.
But I do worry. Eddie's no fool. And he's hardly the most discreet person I know. I think he and I might need to have a little talk.
Afternoon, Linda.
Oh, Eddie, hello.
Susan says you've had some good news.
Oh, our B&B review, you mean?
Yeah. 5 stars?
Yes. Dear Alexis, he praised the beautiful setting and my lovely garden. And our local knowledge and our attention to detail.
Yeah, all true enough, though, isn't it?
Well, we do pride ourselves on getting the extra mile for our guests.
Yeah. It's just a shame about the guttering.
What?
Well, it's leaking, ain't it? It's all loose and wonky down the sides.
Well, yes, now you mention it, we have had a few problems.
Yeah. Well, I noticed when I did that last job for you.
I've been asking Robert to fix it, but he says our ladder's too short and he needs a better one.
Well, he don't want to leave it too long. Health and safety? It might fall on somebody's head.
Oh!
Or one of your guests.
Oh, dear.
But if you like, I could come and fix that for you in a jiffy.
Oh, could you, Eddie?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Hello, Linda. Eddie?
Hello, Lillian.
Afternoon.
Eddie, don't rush off. We need to have a chat.
Oh, yeah.
So, Eddie, when might you be able to come?
Next week sometime.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, whenever suits.
I'll give you a call. Bye.
Yeah, see ya.
Now, Eddie.
So, you having a break after your early start?
If you mean after my working breakfast with Justin, yes.
Working breakfast?
As I told you. Why else would I have been there at that time of the morning? I don't know what else you might have thought, but I hope you've not been indulging in any kind of, lurid speculation.
What, me?
Eddie, you and I go back a long way, and I'm sure I needn't remind you how well you've done out of the estate over the years, and, the same goes for Ed, of course.
Oh, yeah, I'm not denying it.
Justin Elliott's a very fair and generous man. But you also know how easily false rumours can spread and then backfire on the very people who start them. Do you understand what I'm saying, Eddie? Be careful.
Yeah. Yeah. A working breakfast. That's good enough for me.
Alistair, can I just...
Oh, hi, Anisha. I've been looking at your ideas for the operating room. Strip it back to the bare walls and replaster.
As I said, if we're going to bother.
Yes.
And it's what we did at my last practice.
Well, I suppose if the contractor's coming round tomorrow, is it?
Yes,
so we can talk it all through then.
Alistair, can I just ask your advice?
Yeah, sure.
You know the old guy who was last in this morning?
From Gleeblands. What's his name?
Mr. Jackson.
Ah, yes, the cat with dermatitis.
Well, the cat's fine. That isn't the problem.
Did he make a complaint?
No, but you know the first thing he said when he came in?
What?
Well, I've heard about you. You're the vet who drank Jazza McCreary under the table.
Well, that's fame for you.
You think it's funny?
More predictable.
Maybe, but you can see it was just a tiny bit embarrassing for me. I didn't know quite how to answer.
Well, I'm sorry, but if you must go challenging fellow Glaswegians to drinking contests in the bull...
But, Alistair, it isn't even true.
Isn't it? I thought...
The truth is, I wasn't drinking vodka all the time. Most of it was water.
You mean you cheated?
It was just a bit of fun, a wind-up, to try and get one over on him.
You fooled Jazza.
Yes. And now the whole village thinks I'm some kind of grade one booze hound. Not such a great way to start off my life in Ambridge.
Well, I did try and warn you before. It's a small community. They don't call Susan Carter the village radio for nothing.
So what am I going to do about it?
Well, just keep doing your job. Show them what a great vet you are. Otherwise, I'm not sure there's much you can do.
No? Well, we'll have to see. Maybe there is.
Oh, yes. That's just beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty much as new.
Let me give you a hand.
Hardly a scratch on it.
Yes, I can see. Oh, that's perfect, Joe.
Morning.
Hey, Clary, come and have a look at this beauty.
Oh. And here, I got you the badge too.
Oh, yes. Isn't this just fantastic?
Yeah, mint condition.
Yes, I see.
Josh found them for me. I'm not quite sure where.
Yeah, well, it took a bit of doing, you know. Digging around, networking.
Your fortune's going to look great with those fitted.
Yes, I can't wait. Oh, Josh, I better settle up first, hadn't I?
Well, yeah, if that's okay.
Yes, of course. So how much do I owe you?
360 all in.
Oh. 360?
Yeah. And cash would be great, if you've got it.
Well, not to hand, not that much.
Okay, well,
Still, I'm sure I'm... I mean, if you can wait till I get to the cash point...
Yeah, sure, no big rush.
I'm going into town after lunch. I should be back by mid-afternoon.
Okay. Well, that's great. I'll see you then.
So, just the peppermints, is it?
Yes, please, Susan. Oh, it is Susan, isn't it?
Oh, yes, that's me. And you're Alistair's new partner.
That's right, Anisha.
I've been hearing quite a lot about you.
Oh?
Yes. You've been busy getting to know the locals. On Burns night, was it? In the bull?
You mean my drinking competition with Jazza McCreary?
Yes. Poor Jazza. It was quite a blow to his pride. A young woman who can hold her drink better than he can.
OK. Well, Susan, I'm going to let you into a little secret.
Oh.
I can't hold my drink at all.
Oh, but...
It's true, I promise. A glass or two is all I ever have. So, it wasn't all vodka. I was sneaking plain water instead.
Oh, so you...
Yes, terrible, I know, but I just couldn't resist teasing Jazza.
Oh, well, that does explain...
Oh, shh, someone's coming.
Oh, no, that's just Bert Fry.
That's all strictly between ourselves, Susan. You do understand?
Oh, yeah, of course. Bye.
Yep, so... Ka-ching! Our first big deal.
Well, I guess if Tony's happy, then...
Oh, yeah, you know how mad he is about his Fordson. Like a kid at Christmas.
Yeah. Shall I put more straw in these nest boxes?
Yeah, great. Oh, and listen, you'll want to hear this. Guess who was crossing the yard at 6 this morning, taking Pip a cup of tea?
Toby, by any chance?
Yes, Toby. Pip was down with the carving. I reckon she's making him grovel for bunking off to Brighton last week.
You think?
Well, it's got to be, hasn't it? She was so mad. He must have had a pretty good cover story.
Yep, that's my bro. Nothing sticks. Always comes up smelling sweet.
Yeah.
So, Josh, how much of that 360 was profit?
Huh?
Yeah, for the tractor parts. What was your markup? 20%, 25%?
More like 40.
40%?
Yeah. I went to a whole lot of trouble to source those parts. I think that's fair. Don't you?
Not my call, Josh.
I can't go giving stuff away.
Your family, your deal.
Rex, come on, we're running a business
here.
Yeah,
well, maybe hustling for deals just isn't my scene, Josh.
Hustling?
Blagging your way around people? Squeezing them for an easy profit? That's more Toby's style, not mine.
What?
I'll get some more straw from the shed.
Rex! Rex!
Oh, sorry I'm a bit late, Clara.
Busy morning in the shop?
Oh, yes. I've been running around. I'm looking forward to some nice, quiet yoghurt making.
Well, we've got plenty of that to do.
So, how's things with you?
Not too bad. Oh, and guess who we'll be seeing at the weekend?
No?
You know Fat Paul's cousin? Big Eric.
Oh, yes.
Him and his girlfriend, Bex. They're coming up from Weston-super-Mare for the weekend.
Oh, not seen them for years.
Me neither. They don't travel much. Only trouble is, they've been stuck for somewhere to stay.
Well, Paul's only got one bedroom, hasn't he?
Yeah. They reckon all the local B&Bs are booked. So I said, well, we've got plenty of room at Grange Farm. Why don't they stay with us?
Oh,
well, we're so lucky with such a big house. Whole family under one roof. Be nice to help them out. Mm.
You should be in for an interesting weekend then.
Looking forward to it.
Oh, and Clara.
Yeah?
You know what I heard this morning? Mm. If you promise not to tell.
Ooh.
Rex!
Oh, Anisha, hi.
I thought it was you. I've been trying to catch you up.
Oh, yeah. Got a slight hamstring problem here.
Okay. Oh. It's my first run all week. I'm so out of shape.
Take a breath. Oh, and Anisha, I've been wanting to apologise.
For what?
Oh, you know, for last week. I hope I didn't sound too ungrateful, yeah, turning down the cash.
Oh, please don't worry about it.
Good. Oh, and, wasn't this whole thing with Jazza and the vodka meant to be a deadly secret?
Well, yes. Why?
Well, because Bert's just been telling me all about it. How you cheated.
Bert Fry?
Yeah.
Well, that was quick.
I don't understand.
Oh, I'm still such a newbie. I hadn't realised how much mud sticks around here.
So?
Well, I thought a little correction was in order. To put the record straight. So I told the truth to Susan Carter.
Right, say no more.
And she did the rest for me. I'd sooner be known as the girl who cheats at drinking games, not Anisha, the boozing vet.
Yeah, well, that should do the trick.
You okay to move on?
Yeah, sure.
Now, when Alistair said news travels fast round here, he wasn't kidding, was he?
Yeah, and when it gets round to Jazza, he's not going to be thrilled, is he?
No.
You got a plan?
I'm still working on it.
Such a beautiful machine. They certainly don't make them like that anymore.
That's for sure.
Takes me back. To think these used to be the workhorse on so many farms.
Well, there's plenty of life left in this old beauty.
I'll say. Ah. It's great to see all your care and hard work finally coming together.
Yes, it's not finished yet, but we're well on the way.
Hey!
Oh, hi, Josh!
Hello.
Hi, Alistair. Oh, wow.
So, what do you think?
Oh, yes. I love it. That's such a great fit.
Yeah. Oh, and I've got your cash here ready for you.
Yeah?
Somewhere.
Okay, I'll be on my way, Tony.
Oh, thanks, Alistair.
There'll be the usual wait for the test results, but hopefully there'll be no problems.
Touchwood.
I'll give you a call. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Right, there you go, Josh. Should all be there.
Okay.
Do you want to count it?
No, no. Actually, I got my sums wrong when I came earlier.
Oh?
Yeah, I was in a rush, you know, so...
So, how much more do you want?
Oh, no, I don't want any more. In fact, I overcharged.
Oh, so...
So it should have been 310, not 360. So, look, if I give you back 50, then...
You're quite sure about this, Josh?
Yes, definitely. I want you to know you got a fair deal.
Okay, well, yes, that sounds pretty fair to me.
Great.
Thanks, Josh.
No worries. Oh, and if you ever want to sell this beast, I could get you a great price.
Oh, no.
No?
No. After all the work I've put into it, all the love and care and attention, I'm not parting with it now or ever.
Water, not vodka? She's a dark horse, isn't she?
Well, bully for her, I say. Anyone who can pull a fast one on Jazzer.
Yeah, hats off to her.
And then to come out and admit it, bold as brass. She's earned my respect anyway.
Oh, yes, and mine too.
I'd love to see Jazzer's face when he finds out.
He's in for a shock.
Though, remember, she did ask me not to say too much about it.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be careful.
Though, if I was her... be proud. I'd want everyone to know.
Oh, Susan, talking of shocks and surprises.
Oh.
Well, Eddie took some logs up to the dairy house yesterday morning, and guess who... Oh.
Go on. Guess who what?
No, I can't.
What? Why not?
Because Eddie swore me not to.
Oh, come on, Clary. You know it's safe to tell me.
No, I'm sorry. I should have kept my mouth shut.
The dower house, you say? And just how early was this?
No, it's no good. I'm not telling.
An early morning visitor. Oh, you don't have to spell it out to me, Clary. I think I can guess.
I've not come to distract you from your very important work, I promise.
Really? Oh.
No. I saw I had a missed call and as I happened to be coming by, I thought, well...
Oh, yes. No, I was about to call you again.
So, tell me.
Well, it's more of a question, really. How are you fixed for the rest of the day?
It all depends, darling. Why?
Well, I'm getting bored to tears with all this donkey work, and there's a meeting at Felpersham today.
A race meeting?
I've got my season ticket for the grandstand. So, why don't we go and play hooky?
Oh, now, darling, you really can't drop everything and disappear off.
Yes, I can. I'm the boss, remember?
Oh, well, in that case, I'd love to, darling. Mwah.
Oh, Jennifer. Hi.
Ah, hello, Kenton.
Ooh, not exactly buzzing in here. Where is everyone?
Well, there's only Susan. She's nipped out to the storeroom.
Is she allowed to do that? Leave the place unattended?
She's finding me some dark chocolate.
Oh, right.
Oh, she was just telling me that Oliver and Caroline have finally found a villa to buy in Tuscany.
Yeah, so I heard. Is Susan going to be long?
Why? You in a rush?
Well, I only came in to fetch the paper.
Oh, yes. Oh, my ball's such a life. Mustn't forget that. And I might as well take Lillian's.
Lillian's?
As long as I remind her to pay me back.
So are you taking it home or dropping it at the Dower House?
What?
Oh, oops, sorry.
Kenton, if that was meant to be a joke...
I've done it again, haven't I? Brain completely out of gear.
Honestly, it's all difficult enough without... you making silly comments like that.
Okay, I apologise. What Lillian gets up to is none of my business. All I want is a nice, quiet life.
Yes, so do we. So does everybody, but Lillian, well, let's say she isn't helping.
No. Well, You may not want to know this, but there has been a bit of talk in the bar about her and you know who.
What kind of talk?
Oh, nothing too explicit. Just the usual kind of mindless gossip.
Sounds even worse than I thought.
Well, it's nothing new, really. It all goes back to, well...
Yeah, the panto.
Well, yeah, maybe that's part of it.
Yes, and whose fault was that? All those smutty, idiotic jokes you made.
Hey, come on, you can't put all the blame on me. If you knew what those two got up to behind the scenes...
What?
Well, they weren't exactly holding back. Loads of the cast were talking about it.
You are really not helping, Kenton.
I'm just telling it as it is.
Yes, I know how it is. I just wish it wasn't.
Yeah, okay. Well, gosh, is that the time? Mm-hmm. Got to run. I'm giving Freddie some driving practice. Oh. Tell Susan I'll drop in the money for the paper, will you?
Bye.
Another wasted morning.
Still no luck with the team?
As of this moment, I've not recruited a single new player.
Oh. Do you want ice in this?
Please, and lemon.
You see my poster?
Oh, on Valentine's celebration.
In the tea room. Thought we'd try something different this year. Not a couple's thing. More fun for all, with a buffet. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Oh, don't get carried away, will you?
Sorry, I've got to try and sort out a team before the AGM, so I'll have something positive to tell them.
Well, I can't believe that there isn't a single lad in the whole village.
I spent 2 hours on the phone, finally managed to get hold of David Archer, who was busy with his lambing.
Yeah, Ben must be old enough by now.
Yeah, though apparently he's not into team sports.
Oh.
David says he's done his best to persuade the lad, but he's just not interested.
No, come to think of it, I'd say he's more the arty type.
Oh, now she tells me.
Well, I'm sorry, but you never asked.
Well, Grundy got back. He says his son George is very keen.
Oh, well.
He's still too young. He's only 12 this year.
Oh.
And then there's the family that moved into Church Spinney.
Mm-hmm.
They've got two lads the right age, but their mum says they're more into computer games.
Oh, that is depressing.
Yeah. Oh, I've not had a single taker. All this stress and effort, and it's getting me nowhere.
So, how about Lucy's sweetheart for the 2:30?
Not at those odds. Now, I think my money's on this one.
All right. I bow to your superior wisdom.
Just don't put your shirt on her, darling. And who cares if I win or lose? I'm having such a lovely time.
And me too.
And who knows? I may not even bet. I'm just happy to sit in here with my glass of champagne and my lovely man.
And me with my adorable girl.
Cheers.
Cheers. And if you want to keep warm out there in the grandstand, we can always cuddle up.
Oh, darling, you never know who might be watching.
Oh, let them watch. Who cares?
Well...
Miranda. No, she's safe in London 100 miles away.
Yes, I suppose she is.
Though, my darling, I don't want to spoil things, but I was going to have to tell you this sometime.
Tell me what?
I've had another message from her, from Miranda. She's coming down on Friday for the weekend.
Oh.
Mm. It turns out her charity work is to be less of a burden than she thought.
Oh, well, never mind.
Nah, I'm just as disappointed as you are, but I can't really put her off.
No, you can't, of course.
I don't think we're on her radar now, but if I start making up excuses...
Justin, it's all right. I do understand. We've been so lucky to have these few days together.
Yes, we have. And as she's determined to come, I thought I'd do my best to throw her off the scent. So I'm taking her to a dinner dance in Felpersham.
Felpersham?
On Friday night, some glitzy hotel, but grand enough to make her feel appreciated.
Yes. Good idea. You must do that.
I'm going to miss you terribly.
I suppose I could drag a few of the old boys out of retirement. Tony Archer, Eddie Grundy.
You've got to be kidding me.
Hey, I might have to, if I can't find any other players.
Hey, wait. What, so you can't find any men, but that's only 50% of the talent round here. What about the rest?
Hey.
Hello, the other half of the human species?
Oh? Oh. You mean...
Women. Yeah, you know, the drones who serve you drinks and keep you fed.
Okay.
Yeah, believe it or not, some of us know how to hit a ball as well and play in the single wicket, so why not in the team?
You know what? You've got a point.
Well, hooray.
Women. Women, of course. Why didn't I?
Well, I'm sure it's got nothing at all to do with instinctive gender stereotyping.
Oh, Fallon.
Nope.
You're a genius. And you can be first on my list.
No. I didn't say I would play.
You did well in the single wicket, didn't you? You told me.
Yeah, that was years ago. And now I've got a business to run.
Oh, can't you take some time off?
No! Not for cricket. Weekends are some of my busiest times. It's bad enough helping to sort the teas for the team.
Okay.
Sorry, I'd love to help you out, but...
No, it's fair enough. And maybe I need to check it out first. Yeah, make sure it's not against the rules to have girls on the team.
Really?
I mean, I can't see why not, but I'll have to make a few calls.
Hey, I'm back.
Oh, hi, Kenton.
Hi, Kenton. I'll go and do that now, see if I can get hold of Colin Jarsdell. He's the chair of the league committee.
Okay, good luck.
See ya.
Yeah, see ya.
Well, thanks for helping me out, Fallon. If you need to get back to the tea room...
How's driving practice?
Honestly, Freddie Pargeter.
Oh, did he run someone over?
No, his driving was fine.
So, what?
Well, no, it's nothing.
Oh, come on, what was it?
Keep a secret?
Yeah, of course.
You know he got a C in his maths retake?
Mm-hmm.
Big celebrations all round?
Yeah.
Well, actually he didn't.
Come again?
He flunked it.
Oh.
And couldn't face his mum, so he told her a little porky.
He lied to Elizabeth?
Well, technically, yes.
Technically?
He's arranged another retake. He's bound to pass third time. So he was really telling the truth, but a bit, prematurely. Now, all he has got to do is bluff it out until after his next resit, and Elizabeth will never know.
Oh, yeah. That's a great plan. What could possibly go wrong with that?
I'm not so bothered about Kenton, but if everybody else is talking about
I can't really see the harm.
But if they carry on like this, he could all backfire on her in the most horrible way.
Try not to worry too much. It's just the usual village tittle-tattle.
You're being complacent again. Oh. Is that her now?
In a cab?
Yes. Oh, and look at her.
Thank you, bye.
Oh. All dressed up. Where has she been?
Hello, darlings.
See what I mean?
I'm guessing it's not the estate office. Oh, is that me? Excuse me, I better take this.
Lillian?
It's getting chilly.
Justin, hello. What can I do for you?
Sorry to bother you, Brian. There's just something I'd like to run by you.
Oh?
You and Jennifer, are you busy on Friday night?
I don't think so. Why?
Well, I've booked tickets for a dinner dance in Felpersham on Friday, and I wondered whether you and Jennifer might like to join us.
Oh, well.
My treat, of course. A little thank you for your generous hospitality last month, that's all.
Lillian, please, I am not trying to lecture you. I'm just asking you to be more careful.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't see why.
Oh, come on. If you're being talked about in the ball...
Has anyone said anything to you?
Well, other than Kenton, no, not to me personally.
Well, but there you are then. It's all hot air and hearsay.
Oh, Lillian, can't you see? It's only because I'm worried for you. I don't want to see you hurt.
Well, darling, you needn't worry. I'm quite able to look out for my own reputation, as is Justin.
Jenny.
Well, it's been a busy day, and I'm going up for a nice long hot bath.
Why do I bother?
Well, this may cheer you up. That was Justin. He's asked us along to a dinner dance on Friday with Miranda.
Miranda?
Yeah, just the four of us.
Oh.
I didn't actually give an answer because I know you're not that keen on the woman, but...
Yes, we must accept.
Are you sure? A hotel in Felbersham?
Well, of course we must go, darling. A foursome with Justin and Miranda. It's perfect.
Well, she can be a bit of an ice queen sometimes.
But she's his wife. Don't you see? I couldn't have asked for better. It'll send out all the right messages.
Well, to whom exactly? I doubt if we'll even know anyone there.
So we must make a big thing of it beforehand and tell everyone we're going, so it'll show them all that she and Justin are a happily married couple who go out to dinner with friends and have a perfectly normal relationship.
Yeah, and I'm not sure who's going to be fooled by that.
We've got to try, darling. Not for our sakes. We'll be doing it for Lillian.
I got away on time, so I thought I'd come and say hi.
Oh, that's nice. Come and have some tea.
Well, not if you're busy.
No, no, I'm just about done myself, and I've put these out for Anya. Want an apple?
Oh, no, I'm fine, thanks.
And then I'm going to rescue Mum. She's got the boys.
Oh, how are they both doing?
Oh, well, Jack's fine. Henry, well...
Still giving you a hard time.
Yeah. Last night he dropped Jack's favourite teddy into the bath.
Oh.
On purpose.
Oh, no.
Said it was an accident, but...
Taking it out on his baby brother.
Well, yeah. Oh, I mean, it's not just about that. He's waking up upset in the night, being generally cross and difficult.
Oh.
And just very unhappy, I think. Just wish there was something we could do.
Well, it's only been a week.
Yeah.
That's no time at all, really, when you think what's happened.
No. Anyway, the DVDs were a big success. Thanks again.
Oh, good. I'll let Roy know.
Right, let's go in. Might perk him up to see you're here. Oh, though, perhaps I better warn you. Gran's dropping by any time soon.
Oh, yeah, Tom's...
Yeah, fetching her from the hairdressers, yeah. They should be on their way back now.
Yeah.
If you want to change your mind...
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I love you, Gran. Whatever she thinks about my little bump here, I just hope she's not giving Tom a hard time about it.
I mean, I know it's all a bit sudden, Gran, and out of the blue, it just sort of happened. And then, of course, Kirsty decided she didn't want us to... Well, she'd rather go it alone.
Tom!
And me? Well, I was just happy to go along with it. I mean, really happy. So maybe it's not ideal in some ways. It might have been better if me and her... Well, if it was up to me, we would.
Tom, you don't have to explain. I quite understand.
You do?
After what I've seen in my life, I'm not so easily shocked.
Oh, no.
It's perfectly natural for Kirsty to want a child. And if she doesn't want a husband, well, I suppose that's up to her.
Yeah.
I'm actually very pleased for her. For you both.
Oh, well, that's...
I've not had a chance to say this before, so congratulations.
Thanks. Thanks, Gran.
Though, perhaps I am just a little bit concerned.
Oh, why?
You say Kirsty wants to do this on her own, and I respect that, of course. But life as a single mum can be quite a challenge.
Yes.
So I hope she'll let you give her all the help and support she's going to need.
Oh, absolutely.
And of course, you must be willing to provide for the baby.
Yes, of course, Gran. I really want to do this right. I'm not going to let her down.
I know you'll do your best, Tom. And whatever may have happened between you in the past, I do feel very confident about the future.
Yes. Me too. I feel great. Excited.
Good.
I mean, I'm a bit nervous too. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and it's like I've almost forgotten. Then I think, wow, it is really true. I'm going to be a dad. Isn't that just so amazing?
Yes, it is.
And then I think, what a responsibility too. My whole life's going to change. The kid's going to count on me to always be there, to teach it about the world, do the right things. Like real dads.
Yes, that's all perfectly true.
And I just hope I can do it.
It's a big responsibility, but you mustn't worry, Tom. I'm sure you'll be a wonderful father.
Did you bring the book back with you?
I don't know.
Well, is it in your bag? Henry, how can I help you if you don't...
Is this what you're looking for?
Ah.
Wee school book. It was on the flare in the back hall.
Oh, yes, great. Thanks, Jazza.
Here, tea's up.
Oh, Kirsty, that's kind. Right, here you are, Henry.
I don't want to now. I'm tired.
All right, we'll have a look at it later.
Tea, Jazza.
Aye, thanks, Kirsty.
So you think this pig needs proper treatment?
Tom Lang's just a wee sniffle. I think it's more serious.
Why don't you read this while I feed Jack?
Jack's smelly.
Henry?
Well, it costs money to call the vet.
Aye, but cheaper than finding a pig dead in the morning.
No, thank you, Tom. I can manage.
Oh, Gran, hi.
Hello.
Do you want a hand?
No, thank you. I'm fine.
Oh, here, come and sit down.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, Kirsty.
Oh, well, if Tom's back, I'll take this on out with me, eh?
Okay, Jazz. You can't be there, Gran.
Yes, I am. Hello, Henry.
Goodbye.
Henry?
I'm not going quite yet, Henry.
I'm sorry, Gran. He's...
Yes, yes, well. I was actually wanting to have a word with Kirsty.
Me? Oh.
Oh, right. Right. You need a change, Jack. Henry, come up and change out of your school uniform. Come on. Good boy.
Now, Kirsty. First of all, let me say just how happy I am for you. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Peggy. Oh, no, don't get up.
It really is good news.
I think so, yes.
And I've got a little something for you. Here.
Oh.
So you're no disgrace to the family?
No. She was so good about it. Really kind and supportive.
Oh, well, I'm happy for you. You're off to Bonnie Scotland this weekend.
I am. Not to your neck of the woods.
Well, you can't have everything. Listen to me, I'll be a former Nuffield scholar.
Yep. I'm hoping you'll be able to give me some pointers for my research project. And then in a few weeks' time, it's the conference in Brazil.
You jammy so-and-so.
Yeah, so then the real...
Hey, Tom, is that the vet come?
Oh, yeah, the sick pig.
Oh, aye.
I'm still not sure it's as bad as you think, but just to be on the safe side.
You called Alistair?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's him or...
Good afternoon.
Her.
Yes. Hiya!
Anisha, the cheating vet.
Not too loud if I were you.
It's the truth. Yeah, the way she suckered me on Burns night.
Okay, but this.
Jazza,
not...
hello.
Good afternoon.
So, this pig you're worried about?
Yes. Jazz, I've got a few things to sort out.
Tom, here!
Can you look after Anisha, please?
There you are, sweetheart. Now, let's get you buttoned up.
Helen?
Oh, hiya.
Oh, sorry you're still busy.
No, no, just about done. So was it all okay with Gran?
Yeah, she was really sweet and kind and... Oh. Look, she gave me this.
A cheque? Oh.
Yeah, but look how much.
Well?
It's so amazingly kind and generous of her, but...
Yeah, it is.
I don't know what to do. I'm not sure if I can accept it.
Oh, no, you must.
I don't want to cause any family trouble.
Kirsty, it's what Gran does. Gives her pleasure. She'll be very upset if you don't cash it. Oh, well.
Come on then, Jack.
It'll be great to have a bit extra. So much stuff I'll have to buy.
I know. You staying for another cuppa?
Actually, no. It's starting to feel as if it's been a long day. I might just have an early night tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, I've said goodbye to your Gran, so I'm off home.
Oh. Mwah.
Bye.
Right, we're all done. You okay there, Gran?
Yes, I'm fine. I had a very nice chat with Kirsty.
Oh, good. Now, Jack, well, I'm going to put you down here.
No, okay. That's where I want to play.
Henry, I think Grandad's in the living room. I'm sure he'd like to read you a story.
No, I want to stay in here.
Henry.
There's plenty of room for everyone, Henry.
Not by that smelly baby.
If you want to stay here, then please just... sit quietly. Let me talk to great-grandma Peggy.
Helen, can I just say how pleased I was to hear your good news about America?
Oh, yes. So are we all.
And from what I gather, you managed it all very well indeed. I'm very proud of you.
Oh, thanks. That means a lot to me, Gran.
Oh, what, Henry! That was me.
Henry?
Baby.
Henry, wait.
Oh. Poke Jack with that brick.
Yes, it's a sore. Come on. Oh. Come in.
Has he been very upset by it all?
Yes. I'm actually quite worried about him, Gran. He knows what Rob did was very wrong and that he's had to go away to find another job, but... Oh, I don't know. I think there might be something else. Something he's not talking about.
Well, I don't know if it'll help, but shall I try and have a word with him?
No,
No sign of any fever.
You 100%?
I could do some more tests, but I don't think it's necessary.
So we called you for nothing?
Oh, with a herd like this, it's always good to be sure. You can keep him isolated, just in case. Let me know if there's any change.
Aye. The wife should take your word for it.
Sorry?
The lass who cheats in the drinking contest, and you want me to trust you with a wee helpless pig?
Hey, now! Look, what happened on Burns Night?
Yeah, we all know what happened. You pulled one on me, you broke the rules.
Whoa, come on. I don't remember anyone saying there were rules.
No, just rules.
For all I know, you were drinking cold tea, not whiskey.
Me? I'd never stoop so low. It's a code of honour. I'm disappointed in you.
You mean you're just a sore loser?
Loser nothing. You owe me a rematch.
Sorry. I don't do second chances.
So how about an apology?
Apologise for what?
Okay, so why don't you let me buy you one tonight?
Are you asking me for a date?
Oh, any lass who can get one out on me. You definitely make the grade.
Well, flattered as I am, I'm afraid there's nothing doing. Now, if you'll just mind out while I...
I wouldn't go that way if I was you.
All right, thank you. I'm quite able to... Oh!
Oopsie-daisy.
Hell!
I did try to warn you. It's a wee bit slippy.
Are you just going to stand there?
Well, help you up and get my hands all dirty.
Jazzer!
Maybe. I'm still waiting on that apology.
Oh, all right, all right. I'm sorry I cheated. Now, help me up, please.
Yes, I see. Well, thank you for telling me, Henry. I know it wasn't easy.
Hello.
Oh, here's your mummy. Hello.
Mummy!
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. Mum's got Jack. Are you ready for me to take you home, Gran?
Just about. I've been having a nice little chat with Henry.
Oh, good. So, Henry, Tom wondered if you'd like a game of football in the garden.
I'll get my ball.
Half an hour, and it's supper time.
All right.
So?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think I know what might be the trouble.
Okay. So tell me, please.
Last Thursday night, when Rob took Jack from the car, Henry wanted to go too. He thought it was a game.
No.
But Rob told Henry he couldn't go with him. He said he wasn't his real daddy. So Henry thinks his daddy didn't want him.
No.
Yes. Poor Henry. Now he feels quite rejected and abandoned. No wonder he's so upset.
Oh, Justin, darling.
Hello, have I called you at a bad time?
No. I'm out and about visiting one of my Amside properties.
Ah, yes.
Not a lot of fun, but it's been so deadly sitting at home with Jenny making such a huge fuss about this dinner dance.
Lillian!
No, darling, you were quite right to ask them along. It'll be much more fun for you, but Jenny's been going on and on.
Lillian, that's why I've called. I've got some rather good news.
So, what do you think, the green or the navy?
Either.
Oh, Brian, you know Miranda with her pet couturier. I mean, she's bound to look as if she's just stepped straight off the catwalk. Jenny? Yeah, oh, I'll come in.
Well, why did you ask your sister?
Oh, yes. Lillian, wait. Ooh.
You're looking very glammed up, Lillian.
Your silver satin.
Well, what do you think, darlings? I mean, I don't often have the excuse to wear it.
That still fits you perfectly.
Oh, how sweet of you, Brian. Well, perhaps I will wear it after all.
Yes, but... What? I mean, where are you going?
With you, to the dinner dance.
With us?
But Justin won't have told you.
Oh, well, told us what?
Miranda's sister has come on a flying visit from the Cayman, so she wants to stay and spend time with her in London, and Justin's asked me to partner him. Well, he can't very well go on his own, can he? And I think it's very sweet of him. Anyway, darlings, I'd better go and sort my hair out. See you later.
Oh, Brian.
Now, come on, it's not that bad.
Yes, it is. Well, don't you see? The whole idea was for us to go and support Justin and Miranda and their marriage. And now it'll look as if we're condoning his affair with Lillian.
All day I've been asking myself, why? Why would Rob do it? Why would he say a thing like that to Henry?
Well, I think the answer's fairly obvious.
Do you?
Revenge.
I suppose.
By doing his best to hurt Henry, he was trying to hurt you. That's the way his mind works, isn't it? It wouldn't be the first time.
But you saw what he was like that evening. He wasn't even thinking straight. He had no kind of real plan at all.
So he was just lashing out in any way he could, like some kind of wild animal.
Yes, it's okay. Maybe you're right. Yes. Anyway, he's gone now and I need to try and leave it all behind me. I suppose I should be thankful that he did refuse to take Henry too. If Henry hadn't told me what had happened, we might never have found Jack.
That's right.
Right, come on, you. Let's do your hair now, shall we? Keep nice and still. There.
Oh, well done.
I'm worried now that Henry thinks there's something wrong with him. Somehow he isn't good enough. And that's why Rob went off and left him.
So we'll just have to show him that's not true.
How? Oh, there. That's it.
Henry knows perfectly well that Rob's not always been there, not like most children's fathers.
Yeah. He knows that his birth was special. But Rob's the only father Henry's ever known.
So maybe if we go through it all again, about how Rob's not always been part of his life, tell him that's what Rob meant, that it was nothing to do with Henry. It wasn't his fault at all.
Oh, I don't know, Mum.
It can't do any harm, can it?
Oh, there you go, Jennifer.
Thanks.
The brown? Oh, yes, please.
Well, isn't this lovely? The four of us together out on the town, all dressed up and ready for a good time.
Yeah, so good of you both to come along.
Well, it's jolly nice of you to ask. We don't get out enough, do we, darling?
No.
So, a toast, I think, to us.
To us, and to having a good time.
And that too. Cheers.
Cheers.
Before the fun starts, Brian, can I ask you a quick business question?
Yeah, far away.
Oh, no, not business tonight, darling.
This won't take long.
What's it about?
Well, I've been looking at the broiler unit in Ramsbury.
Oh, yeah?
I expect you know it. It's quite a big enterprise.
Well, didn't they have some environmental health problems?
So I've been told.
Oh, darling, you'll be putting me off my food.
So before I can do anything, I need to get hold of the local EH inspector.
You mean Russell Dankworth?
Well, you know.
Oh, we've met. An odd sort of chap. Quite hard to get hold of.
All right. Can we talk another time? I can see we're boring the ladies.
Well, it's not the most fun topic for a night out.
Oh, I don't mind. I'm quite happy to talk about broiler units all evening.
Well, well, look who's here.
Oh, what?
Oh. Ah, Linda.
I thought I heard some familiar voices.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Justin.
Good evening.
Lillian. Hello. Or should I say, the demon squire and the good fairy?
Ha-ha! Not so fast, my pretty maid. Bide with me and let's... Oh,
you've forgotten your lines already.
So, Linda, what are you doing here?
Robert and I are celebrating our 5-star review in the Bed and Breakfast Guide.
Oh, five stars. Well done.
Thank you, Justin. We're sitting over there with some of Robert's friends.
Oh, yes. Well, you must come and join us for a drink later.
Yes, darling, you must.
Oh,
yes,
please, no.
Of course, we'd be delighted.
There. You nice and warm and comfy.
Yes.
Good. Now, you try and settle down. Mwah. Sweet dreams.
I had another bad dream last night.
Oh. Was this about Daddy?
Yes.
Henry, you know sometimes grown-ups do bad things. But that's not your fault. You have done nothing bad at all. So you mustn't worry.
Daddy said I couldn't go with him.
Well, you know, he's not like some other daddies. Some families just can't live together. Like your friend Noah at school. His daddy lives in New Zealand, doesn't he?
But why did Daddy say he wasn't real?
I think perhaps what he meant was... he wasn't there when you were in my tummy. Or when you were born, or when you were a little baby. Then it was just you and me. Remember? I told you I wanted you more than anything.
Yes.
And now it's just you and me again.
And Granny and Grandad.
Yes. And your Uncle Tom and Johnny will all look after you. And we all love you. And want you very much. So you mustn't be sad. All right?
Yes.
That's a good boy. Now, you try and go to sleep. Good night, sweetheart.
A dinner party, yes.
Oh, yes, darlings, you must.
Not every day you take on 300 acres. It deserves a proper celebration.
Excellent idea, Justin. Anything so, darling?
Well, yes, perhaps. Well, I think the time has come for me to hit the dance floor, if there's any gallant gentleman who's willing to...
Of course, willing and able. May I have the pleasure?
You may. Thank you, darling. Hello. Oh, Linda, Linda.
Is this a good time for me to come and dance?
Yes, dear, of course.
Well, what about Robert?
Oh, he's deep in a conversation about cyber security.
I see.
Justin and I are just going to have a dance, darling, so do take my seat.
Oh, that's very kind.
Excuse us, Linda.
Yes, yes, you go and dance. I'll have a nice talk with Brian and Jennifer.
Come on, darling. I've been waiting for this all evening.
So, did you two decide to make up a foursome with Justin?
Miranda. With Miranda. She was meant to be here, but not Lillian.
She had to drop out and stay in London.
Yes, oh, poor Justin. He was so disappointed. So Lillian took pity on him and came instead.
Took pity on him? I see.
Well, just to cheer him up, you know.
There we go.
Well, I think it's working. They seem to be having a wonderful time.
Nothing he didn't already know, but at least we managed to talk about it. And he seemed to take it all on board.
That's good.
I'm not sure if there's any more I can do.
Well, not for now. And they're both asleep, so relax.
Thanks, Mum.
Here. And, this may be premature, but have you thought about getting some proper help for Henry?
Oh.
Some kind of child counselling. It might be good for him to talk to someone outside of the family.
Oh, I don't know, Mum. Do you think he needs it?
Well, hopefully he's through the worst now. And he'll settle down again soon. Let's wait and see, shall we?
Oh, darling, you're so good at this. You should be on the telly.
Seven!
Oh, I'm having such fun. Oh,
I'm sorry if I've spoiled everything again.
Oh. So, Landa's coming down next week. You can't help it.
Oh, I wish it were otherwise.
We'll get by, darling. We're just so lucky to be here now.
You're quite right. Let's not worry about that till next week. Come on, let's show them a thing or two.
Well, Linda, tell us more about this five-star review.
Yes, I'm sure it was well-deserved.
I'm not in the least surprised. You take such good care of your guests. Linda?
Yes. Look at Justin and Lillian, putting on quite a show, aren't they?
I'm...
Of course, I knew they had a natural chemistry.
What?
As actors, on the stage, in the panto.
Oh, yes.
But look at them. They've got enough chemistry going there to supply a whole paint factory. Oh, good heavens.
Linda, have you got a copy of that guide so we can actually look at it now?
Well, it's been lovely talking to you both, but perhaps I should get back to Robert.
Yeah, but don't let us keep you.
Do give my apologies to Justin and Lillian, won't you?
Yes, all right, we'll do that.
Oh, Brian.
Now, Jenny.
But look, it's not dancing, it's shameless. And out there in front of everyone, in front of Linda.
There's nothing we can do. And they're both consenting adults, after all.
Oh, Brian, I keep telling you, I don't care what they do in private.
Yes, yes, I know.
But this is too much. I don't want Lillian to end up getting hurt. And if they carry on like this, my sister is heading for disaster.
This is the BBC.
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.